Joining me on CJNQ Radio is Alekhine Felshi, and he's the Vice President of Tech 101's online national free program. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so tell us, how did this begin, this national free online program?
So at the at the start of the pandemic, in 2020, we all know that there were a lot of people who were out of work, people who were looking for new jobs, and we sort of felt as a company that many of these people needed to upgrade their tech skills, right? And I'm not talking about learning to code or advanced skills like that, but sort of, basic table stakes skills that people oftentimes have made it quite far in their career without learning. How to set up an online meeting, how to use Microsoft Excel, how to use PowerPoint. And so we teamed up with a local school in Ontario. We teamed up with software developers to design this free online program to sort of kind of give back and to help these people in these moments of transition.
Yes, and I feel like too, during the pandemic, people's lost their jobs or they need to upgrade. And so the programs you offer are like the following: digital marketing, programming, Excel.
Yep, Excel, PowerPoint, how to use, the full suite of Google products. Those are sort of, I would say those are the basic products that are the most heavily subscribed. We also offer more advanced, I think some people would call them advanced, how to understand kind of online banking and how to work with sort of banking online. So these are really, they're not geared towards, the most tech literate people or the most tech savvy people, but people who, as part of their day-to-day job, have to interface with technology, and maybe they feel a little bit behind in some of these skills, or they just want a bit of a tune-up.
Yeah, so look at us. We're doing, Zooming, like people are Zooming, they're, the online banking. I mean, people, generally speaking, they need these skills because there's less and less people you can deal with, right? So everything's becoming more digital and it's so technology's there. So what has the feedback been like so far?
I mean, I think we've had the feedback has been overwhelmingly positive, but I would say that what has surprised us the most in terms of the feedback is the highest demand has been for what I would consider the most basic skill set that a lot of us take for granted. So that's where there's been the most, I would say, gratitude and positive feedback. So people aren't necessarily asking for more advanced, programs or advanced courses. It was really, I didn't know how to set up a Zoom meeting. I didn't know how to set up a Microsoft Teams meeting. I never really understood how to use Microsoft Excel or spreadsheet software. I didn't know how to create a basic PowerPoint. So it's these things that I think a lot of us take for granted, where the feedback has just been overwhelmingly positive. The demand has been high. I'd be lying if I would say we were oversubscribed because it's a free program and you can have an infinite number of people who would do it. But I think that our feeling is we've massively exceeded our targets for the more sort of ground level skill programs.
Yes, and what age groups?
It's mostly adults, so it's mostly people who would be between 40 and 55 is where we have the highest number of people. And then kind of like we would say what you might call geriatric millennials after that. So, it's people who are not necessarily digitally native, people who haven't grown up in this extremely online, culture that, younger people are. But, they're still in the workforce, right? They can't just retire to their cabins. They can't just retire to their cottage. They have to earn a living. And many of them had their jobs disrupted by the pandemic. And to then apply for a new job or to apply for a promotion within their existing workplace, there were these skills that maybe they'd managed to avoid having to learn, where I think they saw this as an opportunity, and we've just tried to create this free resource for them.
Yes, and it's also like the benefits, like it can build your confidence, right? Because sometimes generally you don't really want to ask people for help, but then your program offers that, so it gives you confidence building and a promotion, as you said, that you can go to the cabin. You can retire maybe earlier. But what else? What are the other benefits?
I mean, well, you're right. No one wants to admit to a younger colleague they don't know something, right? Especially something that a younger colleague kind of takes for granted. And so it allows them maybe in the anonymity of their home to learn about this Zoom thing and how to set up a Zoom meeting, right? to learn how to actually change a spreadsheet rather than just look at one. I mean, I think that's been the main feedback. In terms of, you know, the benefits, I think that, you know, we're still at a stage where we're trying to get as many people as possible to avail themselves of it. I think over time, you know, we're going to listen to that feedback and develop new programs that's maybe more targeted towards what people who've done one of our existing programs now want to learn next, right? So whether it's online security, you know, how to protect yourself from identity fraud, there's a range of things which we're exploring. It doesn't really, you know, cost us that much to create one of these things. This is more sort of like part of our corporate social responsibility agenda. But we want to do something that people are actually going to use, not just something we're going to throw up on the internet and then, you know, no one's ever going to click it again.
Yes. And how are you getting the word out?
I mean, I think a lot of it is word of mouth, right? Someone will do it and then they'll spread it. I mean, I think I do media from time to time that's driven a little bit of the uptake. But fundamentally, I think it's just someone does it and then they tell their friends and then their friends do it. And, you know, like it's free. You don't even need to give your, you know, email address to access it. So it's not like one of these things where, you know, you sometimes give your email address and you're like, oh my God, am I going to get spammed for life? There's no barriers to entry. There's no data that's asked of you. You just sign up. It's as easy as you know, as visiting a website.
Yes, and it's safe. You don't have to worry, as you said, you know, you just, so how does one get involved? Like signing up for a course and.
Yeah, I mean, so it's just, you know, we partnered with a local Canadian school called the Fort Erie International Academy. It's hosted on their website. So it's FEIA/Tech101. So if you can type in FEIA/Tech101 into your web browser, you know, all the courses are there. You know, you just click on it and you do it. And there's no, like I said, you don't even need to sign up. You don't even need to create a username or a password. We've made it as easy as possible to do it.
It's that easy. And tell us some more courses that you offered. We talked about Excel, digital marketing, online banking, whatever.
The full suite of what you might call Microsoft Office or kind of the equivalent Google products, right? So how to use the full range of them would be the main one. Also, basic digital marketing, social media, how to understand how to work with social media. We started to offer some courses focused on cybersecurity and that, which is obviously, you know, one of our expertises. And so those are sort of the main ones. But like, as I said, the most heavily subscribed ones are the ones that teach the most basic skills.
That's wonderful. And is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I mean, I think that all I would say is that, you know, it's worth it for people to use this, you know, this, I mean, all of our workplaces are changing, right? I think that, And no boss knows what their workplace is going to look like at the end of this year compared to where we are at the beginning of this year. And so I think as us, it's sort of like, it's just people who are employees just need to just keep our skills fresh, keep up to date so that we can always be adaptable workers. And I think that's the main thing. We just never stop learning would be the main sort of message that we want to promote and do what we can to help.
I think that's wonderful. And, you know, like more and more people working remotely too. Mm-hmm. It's just, yeah. You know, it's becoming like you need these skill set, you need the tools, and what better ways to register for your program? And can you share a success story?
Yeah, I mean, I think that what we found, as I said, we don't collect the data on the people who do it. So when we hear information, it's people who sort of contacted us. I think there have been some newcomers, you know, who come to Canada. New immigrants, few who've gone through the who've kind of done it. And they've messaged us and they basically said, you know, this has just helped as part of my adaptation to Canada journey. I would say those have been quite gratifying. And I know I was talking to one of my colleagues the other day who was talking to someone who was who'd lost his job, someone who's a bit who's over 50. And he'd always felt very nervous asking younger workers, you know, younger colleagues to help explain something to him. And so this was just a way to boost his confidence. I think those are sort of the stories that, at least the ones that make it up to me in terms of individualized feedback.
That's wonderful. And to register again, where can they go?
FEIA/Tech101. So it's the acronym for the Fort Erie International Academy/Tech101.
Oh, it's a pleasure speaking with you today, and I'd like you to come back.
Thanks. Anytime.
Thanks again.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.